number one.
Before you get to the party, you wanna know how to land, 'cause your time is precious, babe, and you've got so many friends. Show up like a vision with the dance moves to impress, but your quest for divination is what I like the best. Take me by the hand, take me where I want to go. I was told to lead, but I need to follow.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
See?
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for the continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your void or make me avoid the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle, press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. To try make any man's eyes pop. Fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit cause her body was a booming.
Says, follow nights with a check and a note. That last night, that last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan, Jordan, and Celine.
Yes. On 102.7 CILU, the radio.
And also online, luradio.ca/listen.
Yes. And if you're tuning in on Wednesday, hey. And if you're tuning in whenever, because you can also podcast it from luradio.ca, hey.
Sup.
How you doing?
How you doing on this day?
How is the internet? What's that like? It's a spooky, horrible place.
It's expansive. You could find anything.
Anything you want. Mm-hmm. Anything horrible. Anything nice.
Truly.
Precious.
Anything in between. How's everyone today?
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay. Yeah.
I had a family event all weekend. I had a family reunion.
Yum.
Okay.
So I was just interacting with 60 people I don't know, but who kept saying, like, I love you. So nice to meet you. And I'm like, well, I appreciate the emotions you are feeling. I am not prepared to love 60 new people.
Absolutely.
Right. That's a
lot. Suddenly. Right. So it was a lot. It was a lot. We had to, like, spend a lot of time together, obviously, because they're only in town for, like, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. But it was a nice thing. I got to, like, be at a lake and go in a sauna jump in a lake. So it was nice.
Outdoorsy Megan.
Yeah, she doesn't come out often, but when she does, she's ready for a sauna and the lake.
Yeah. Love sauna, that. Lake, outdoors, yeah. Megan. We love. Where was it? Sorry.
It was at... Okay, so like the Friday, we went to Tony and Adams and did like a drinks and snacks. They did like, what's it called? Past hors d'oeuvres?
What is that
called? I don't know.
Waiters walk around with plates and they go, do you want a
thing? I thought it was just called serving hors d'oeuvres. I don't know.
I don't know. We were in a private room. They did all the like nice hors d'oeuvres. It was really nice. And then
hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. And then on the Saturday, we went to a cousin's camp. He owned an insurance company, so he has like a big, huge camp he lives on.
Megan.
That we all fit on. Nice. Yeah, I know. I got sushi. The family has money. Who knew?
Megan, adopt me.
I know. I'm like, adopt me. You're related to me. How do I know this? What's going on? Yeah. And then today we went to church, and then we did brunch at the Prince Arthur, which was actually delicious.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's That's super cute. Good there.
I've never been there before, so I'm definitely going to have to make that a stop for brunch. Mm-hmm. No, your restaurant's real tasty. But yeah, it was cute. It was a cute weekend. It was very busy. I'm tired. But it was fun.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Well, I did a bit of a road trip with my dad and my baby dog, who I love so much.
Love that.
Yeah, we drove from Sarnia to here, and we left on Saturday morning, and we got home this morning.
Wow.
Did all in one shot, so.
That is a lot of driving.
Yeah. She's tired.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through it, but she's here.
Nice. Amazing.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
What's Sarnia like? I've heard it's horrible.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's called, like, the Chemical Valley or something. Oh. Like, there's like a lot of studies about, if you're interested.
I am.
I'm going to Google it later.
There's a First Nation called Omgenong.
Uh-huh.
And they were experiencing some like birth defecty kind of situations as a result of like the chemical runoff.
Yeah.
So yeah, in case, you know, not to be a downer on this day, but
hey,
it's fascinating.
This show is about information. Yeah, whether it be negative or positive, we want to have it.
Knowledge is knowledge.
Exactly.
Knowledge is power.
That's wild though.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Very beautiful place, but lots of chemicals and sometimes there's sirens, you can't go outside. So it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Why? What?
We're full like post Chernobyl. Yes, Russia girl. Situation.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, when I first moved there, no one told me that that's what the siren was for. And I was like, wow, it's so nice out. No one's outside. Let me go for a bike ride. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like the air quality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's bananas.
So, yeah, if I grow an extra limb, that's why, sis. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I know about radiation and chemical poisoning like that is that it won't affect you. It'll affect your children. So you're fine, but your kids won't be.
Love that.
Yeah.
So just watch them eggs. Watch them eggs.
Mm-hmm. Freeze them now. Freeze them now while they're still good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. While you're so young and like making new ones all the time.
Perfection.
True. Yeah. What did I do? I think I just worked again. Sorry, guys. I'm living a boring life.
Well, no, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
You have to do that to live.
Yeah, I do have to do that to live.
There
that
you
is
go.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blonde now.
It's so different. Yes. Guys, look up, Google a picture.
Don't actually. If you Google my name, first of all, you're going to see a basketball player who I am competing with for fame. He's winning. It's not doing well for me.
He's been working since he was 5 to be a basketball player. So, well, you know, you'll get there. You just have some more time.
He's like talented. And
he
like
had a leg up.
Yeah. And then you'll eventually see a picture of me that's just like a really bad photo. It's just not good.
Temptation.
It's not cute.
Why is it a not good photo?
It's just like not a good photo of me. Like I didn't.
But
look
where is
my
it
best.
From? Why is that the one it has?
I don't want to like.
Is it from a school thing? Like when you were a teen?
No, it's from like a professional thing. And
okay.
It just is like,
gotcha.
Like it's a good. Like technically, it's a good photo.
Like quality wise, it's
quality,
like
it's great.
A thousand
composition, well done.
Right.
It's the subject of the photo, me.
It's not your favorite. It's not your favorite version of you.
Exactly.
You got to
exactly.
make like a public Facebook or a LinkedIn or something so that you get a new picture.
Oh,
I'm
maybe.
Just currently trying to find this.
How
photo.
Dare you? It's not good. And you know what? I wasn't living my best life at the time. I am now.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is instead look for Jordan Tucker on Instagram,
Did
and that'll
find
be
it?
That'll
I
be the
gosh.
One. What is it? Let me see.
She's kind of blonde though.
She has lighter hair, but it's not.
Oh, it's like just a streak. Not a good photo. I remember that haircut.
This is pre-cosmetic surgery, Jordan. So.
Oh yeah, so it's different.
Yeah.
Go instead onto Instagram and look where for Jordan Tucker.
All my There's beauty.
The picture.
Also
yes. And also, you. Please follow yes, for follow.
Also, hit that follow button. I will not follow back because I am the worst.
Love that.
But yeah. We'll enjoy your follow. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Incredible.
In other news, I'm currently hooking up with a new man.
Ooh.
But I'm not ready to talk about that one yet.
Stay tuned.
That's okay, but that's what you did this weekend.
Yeah, that is what I did this weekend.
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. From Thursday onward.
She's busy.
Hey yeah. Fam, what's up? Yeah, cool. So up to date. Great.
Now we know what we did with our lives.
Sorry.
Thanks. Love that.
What are we what's happening today? Are we all like feeling good and grand? Did we
Yeah, you know.
Funky fresh. It's warm in the booth as per usual in the summer.
Okay.
We actually all kind of dressed for it, I would say, this week. Sometimes one of us is like wearing pants and I'm like, honey, that's not gonna happen for you. But today we all dressed for the heat, so I think we'll be okay.
We all wore minimal clothing. Good
yeah.
job, everybody.
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, then in that case, I have a question.
Okay.
To pose to the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. If that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
I don't know what happened with the vocal fry, but it's there
cute.
Now.
Love it.
Okay, here's my question for you. What is, in your opinion, off the top of your head, off the cuff, if you will, what is the sexiest tattoo? Image.
Okay.
Or also placement.
Or a hot combo
or
both.
Yeah. Wow. Or maybe neither. Maybe you have a better idea. Even
that's not placement or trash subject matter.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Depends on who it's on.
This
could be your answer.
This is a free world. I mean, that's not true, but it's your world.
So. It's our radio show. That's what it is.
That's what
it's
I
our
mean.
Radio
that's
show.
What I mean. It's my show, not yours. Yeah.
This is tricky.
Sexiest tattoo, placement, image. What do we think?
Well, I would say nothing culturally appropriative.
Big yes. Big yes to that one. Absolutely.
All right. Can you give some examples for the people?
Okay. The dream catcher tattoo.
Okay. Yes.
Sis, you're misinformed. Okay. Do not put a dream catcher on your body. Like,
no.
First of all, look up what that is for.
What it does. Yeah. And then you're putting one on you.
Yeah. And then I'm also like, girl, no, that's, you're just literally drawing things to you at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you're drawing negative energy and negative literal dreams onto you.
Okay. I'm not well versed in the dream
and
catcher.
Also, they're not even like really meant for adult people. They're usually for children. Yeah.
Okay.
Because then when you're older, then you can interpret your dreams like good or bad.
Right.
So, like, misinformed.
Yeah.
First of all.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, love that.
It's usually misuse a lot of the time with culturally appropriative tattoos. Mm. They're like, it's just pretty. And it's like, but if you actually did your research and learned what it was about, you wouldn't put it on your body.
Right.
Nor would you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you're saying then is that we should be putting dream catcher tattoos on children, not adults. Is that the takeaway?
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
And also like naked women, not here for it personally.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're a woman.
Okay.
That's an interesting, possibly controversial take.
See, no,
that,
totally is.
That's
I'm
an
like,
interesting
hey, go
take.
For it.
I saw one. Okay, it wasn't a naked woman. It was a pinup style where they're like kind of exaggerated, but it was a guy and he had it done of his wife. So it was like not exactly how she looked, but they had like exaggerated her features, but she was wearing an outfit she usually wears.
Oh,
I was like, this is an interesting interpretation of a pinup because it's of someone you know, quote unquote, but it's not them because it's not like a portrait.
Right. It's like almost like a caricature.
Yeah, kind of. So I was like,
tweaked the image.
You tweaked the image.
You photoshopped your wife.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like, that seems a little like obviously you asked your wife, I would hope.
Yeah.
But like still it's kind of like.
And surprised her and she loved it maybe. Hey.
Maybe. Perhaps. It's totally possible. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, now that you say that, I don't know about a naked woman tattoo.
See, here's my thought. Only because I have like a very like. I don't know what to call the style of my tattoo.
Abstract?
Yeah, it's really abstract and it's naked people.
Right.
But it's two naked men. And then I was going to get naked women on the other. I have a tattoo on one of my arms of two naked men kissing. It's all in one line. It's very abstract and you can't really tell what it is until you look at it for a hot second.
Yes.
And I was going to do the same thing on the other side, but with two women.
Right.
How are you feeling?
So I think that is like cute and like has a statement, you know?
Sure.
Has a purpose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
You can tell me right to my face that you don't like
no,
it.
No, I like it. I just don't like straight men putting naked women on their body.
Okay.
That's
I feel,
interesting.
I feel like you're coming
exploitative
from.
And like ownership-y and
absolutely.
Yucky.
Absolutely.
I could see that.
But, you know,
and like
that's an opinion.
No, it totally yeah. is, and it's yeah. totally valid.
And the interesting thing about that is like I can't think of a tattoo I've seen of like a naked or semi-nude man on a woman. I don't think
Precisely.
I've ever seen that.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like, it's interesting that we're like the female form exactly. is something to be like it's like an ornament on people's bodies. And it's
yeah.
like something people want to look
right.
at, but like we're mm-hmm. not gonna ever do that with a male presenting body. It's
Let's...
interesting.
Hypothetically, say someone dead. What is the... What are you thinking when you think naked woman on a man's body? Like, just describe the tattoo. Just
like a
top.
Pin-up-y thing.
Pin-up-y thing.
Or
okay.
Like a native woman with like a headdress on
and no
like
clothes.
A and no clothes and like maybe a dream catcher on the side. It's very specific.
Some kind
I'm
of like sexy
right
Pocahontas
right.
idea.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So then, like, let's say. Like, let's just make a man.
Yeah.
Swap around?
Yeah, just, like, swap it. Are we having the same kind of feeling of, ew?
Same kind of feeling if it's someone in a headdress. If it's the same kind of picture.
Yeah.
But if it was just a naked man, I just can't picture it.
Right.
I can't picture it happening is the thing. So I can't, I don't know my feelings about it.
Because
I can't see that happening.
And then at that point, I'm like, okay, that must be a statement that you're, like, clearly thinking on the same line as me, right? That you want to, like, take back then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That moment.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. I love that you said that now because that, thank you.
I'm very much going to think about it. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Megan, what are you thinking? Sexiest tattoo placement?
I mean, I think that the lower back tattoo has a bad rap. Mm.
I love what is often referred to as a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
I
think it's a really, like, lovely area on a body. I think it's a really, and it's, like, hidden a lot of the time. So you get to, like, only see it when someone's wearing a bathing suit or a low-cut pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
And they can show it when they want to. And I think a lot of people choose a really cute design for that. Like, I love a butterfly.
Yes, 90s.
I just think it's so cute. It's just so, like... sensual and like accentuates the most, I would argue, sexy part of a woman's body, like one of the more
yeah.
I honestly never considered, but now I'm kind of into it.
No, I like a lower back tattoo. I think they're really cute.
Yeah. And they got a bad rap.
Yeah, I think they get a bad rap.
Yes. Yeah, they get a bad rap, and I don't think they should have that because, like.
Fair.
If you want to have a sexy tattoo, have a sexy tattoo. People shouldn't shame you for that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you should only get meaningful tattoos. Get out of here with that. No.
Okay, yeah, no. That's,
have whatever you want.
In 2019, no one cares about a meaningful tattoo
Yeah, exactly.
Anymore.
I think
it's
that's
beautiful
pretty...
if it is.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
exactly.
We're also getting silly things on us.
Yes. I mean, sometimes I'm going to admit a like cool looking tribal tattoo on a man, like if it's on like a pec to a bicep.
A cool looking tribal tattoo.
There are some that just look bad.
Right.
Here's my thought.
Yeah.
Is that like... even if the artist is just kind of like making up the design.
Sure.
I don't know where the line is between the appropriation of like a specific tribal design and just an artist creating a design that has the same kind of style as a tribal design. You know
but
what I mean?
But even then, it's like, obviously you drew inspiration from that. You didn't just pop it out of your head.
Yes.
So my only thought on that one is
Fair
like,
enough.
Where is that line to be drawn? And and like, I don't know. It's just, that's not an area that I want to like...
traverse.
And
not at this point. Not until someone makes a clear line.
Yeah, fair
design.
Enough. Yeah.
And
well,
also,
an art is so like subjective and like hard to...
That too.
Understand.
Also, a lot of people with tribal tattoos
is.
Bullied me, so I'm like, no.
Yeah, it tends to be on a certain type of person where I'm like, I don't like you as a person, but that does look nice on your body. I like the way it frames.
Yeah.
I would appreciate if you used a Sharpie and then washed it off before I saw you with that on.
Yeah.
That's what I would appreciate.
Bold.
I'm down.
Because
again.
Most
sure.
of the time, people who have like culturally significant tattoos, they go through like a process. Like it's as a how do you say it? Like a rite of passage kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like at the end of
meaningful.
Something.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes.
So if you just choose, like if Chad, you just choose to get that large thing on your pec and arm.
Yes.
And okay, you did that, but maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you should have reconsidered that. Yes. Perhaps.
True. And like, fair. I don't know. There's other, I just feel like there's ways of getting like that, the area that the tribal tattoo covers, whatever it may be, whether it's an arm, a forearm, a, like a chest plate tattoo or whatever.
Sure.
I feel like there are, like, there's just other design options.
Oh, true.
So don't, yeah, so that so you many. Don't even true. Have to, like, go into yeah. the territory of, like, is this appropriation?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So I guess, yeah, any tattoo that accentuates that part of the body, then, that maybe isn't tribal or interpreting for someone sure. else's cultural identity is... I like when it's, yeah. like, accentuating the body part it's on. It's not, like, just pasted
yeah.
on there.
Oh, no, totally. I love
I'm
that.
I'm down too. For that.
And absolutely. Also just, like, take the opportunity to reconnect to your own culture and yeah. your own roots.
Sure,
not
yeah.
Not someone
absolutely.
Else's, maybe.
Yeah. yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say the, like, I don't know what you would call it, but the, like, under breast.
It's technically called a sternum tattoo because that is still yeah. your sternum.
Okay, great. That's.
Am I a medical professional? Yeah, like, wow.
Yes. You terminology.
Are. You are.
I'm not, just by the way. I'm actually not.
No, but, she is. But... Everything she says is true and fact. So when yeah. she gives you advice, take it.
It is called, yeah, it's called an under breast tattoo or yeah. a sternum tattoo. But yeah, that thing that, like, curves under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the one that, like, Rihanna has. And yeah. It's very, like, it just accentuates kind of literally the shape of her breast. And I'm every time I see it, I'm like, that's a perfect tattoo.
It's very good. Yeah.
I also really enjoy Rihanna has a gun on her ankle.
Yes.
And as much as I'm like, no one needs a gun, every time I see it, I'm like, it's both just kind of like super cool on yeah. her. And then also makes her ankle look very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, cool, yeah. I love that. Well done.
There's this girl I follow on Instagram and she has a lot of red ink tattoos.
Yeah.
And I just have a huge crush on her also. But she has like a gun on the side of her. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so
I
sensuous.
Love that.
I'm here for it.
Nice.
Yeah, the side of the breast is a really yeah. pretty spot to have a tattoo. Also, I think the idea of like hiding a tattoo and only showing it in certain mm-hmm. moments makes it sexier.
Yeah, totally. This girl I work with has an underbreast tattoo that you can like never see. And then the other day she was wearing a crop top and like was talking to me and like raised her arms at one point for like emphasis.
Yeah.
And her tattoo peeked out. I literally had to stop the conversation and be like, girl, your tattoo's awesome. It just made an appearance and it was like the coolest, just
yeah.
exposing it in that way. I was like, that's awesome.
I love that.
Great.
I also love a tattoo is like that kind of looks like jewelry. Like a lot of those underbreast tattoos are like
oh, yeah.
lacy
yeah.
and have like jewels in them. I like that it looks like jewelry and you can like wear it with whatever outfit you're wearing mm-hmm. and it just kind of goes. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it does mm-hmm. look like an adornment
kind yeah.
of thing often. Yeah, no,
fun.
I like them.
Yeah.
I kind of want one, but
yeah, I know.
I don't have money right now.
That's the thing too. Tattoos are expensive.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, but I can't afford them.
Real.
It's tragic for me personally.
Yeah, yeah. What a tale. One. What a sad tale.
Pardon me?
I'll give you one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a video on YouTube.
Yeah, and you're a medical professional, so yeah. what could go wrong?
Go buy some needles and some India ink at the dollar store or at like the craft store.
No, you can't. Can you?
You can definitely get ink at the craft store and needles, so yeah, probably. And you just need some thread.
Perfection.
I don't support that.
You don't support stick and poke tattoos?
You don't support me.
Do you know how many people have those? My goodness.
That just feels unsafe to me.
That's how a lot of food artists get started.
Well,
you could be
great.
My start.
I
you could kick off Celine's career.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Good to know. Good to know how you
guess
feel
I'll
about
just
that.
Keep going to school then.
Yeah. You know
whatever.
What?
Whatever, I guess. You don't want me to succeed or whatever. That's fine.
Just oh my gosh. Wow. You
being
know what?
Attacked.
Take us to some news, please, Megan. Jeez.
In the news.
Yes,
recently.
In the news.
Revenge porn has been banned in New York State.
Good.
Good. It is the 46th state to do so. So ooh. The only states that don't have a revenge porn ban are Massachusetts, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Wyoming.
Awesome. Can you clarify what revenge porn is for anyone who doesn't know?
It's I have the definition right here. It's
oh
making the malicious publication or sharing of an intimate image of a person without their consent.
Okay.
Mm.
Cool.
And this makes that illegal.
Good.
Love that.
People are like, cool, down. We love a law against revenge porn. It's mm-hmm. a problem. It's it's yes. a big part of people's freedom to act and freedom to express themselves sexually
right.
because they're always worried about the repercussion of someone maybe sending out an image that they don't want out there
absolutely.
Into the world and
absolutely.
It affecting their life. In order to bring a lawsuit, the victim has to prove the person who published or shared the image did so with the purpose of harassing, alarming, or annoying the victim. So the problem with that is that sometimes people will use the excuse of, I just thought X was so beautiful. Ugh. I want to share this image. It wasn't like to harm them or get them fired. And if someone says that and they can prove that it wasn't, or like the post had some kind of language to it that maybe indicates that,
okay,
you can't really bring a lawsuit. So the problem is the intent, not so the actual action.
Oh, so it's like if it wasn't malicious,
or yeah,
you can't prove it was malicious. It's always malicious. How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a handful of other states, like Illinois, have laws that aren't about the language of or intent to harm. The focus is instead on whether the image is shared without consent.
Yeah,
yes, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that a lot of people are bringing lawsuits against that law because they think their freedom of speech is being stopped. This is always the problem, is that when you stop people from doing something because it's hurting someone else, they say, but my freedom of speech, I should be able to say what I want, and then you can react, but I should be able to say it first. And it's like, no, I don't really agree with that. But that's what's going on right now with those laws. A lot of them are being challenged in court because people are sharing pictures of their partners or themselves and their partners. Their partners are being like, hey, or their ex-partners are being like, I don't like that. Stop. And they're going, well, freedom of speech, I can share pictures if I want to. I'm allowed to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
The question becomes both whether you're allowed to do that and if images are speech. So it's kind of a messy area. But yeah. So there is now a law in New York.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people are like, this is a good first step. I don't think it's a perfect law. It's obviously going to need to be amended because intent is very hard to prove.
Yeah.
And therefore, a lot of people aren't going to get their issues resolved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good first step in making sure this isn't going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like oh my gosh, sorry.
How
I'm
do you feel?
So like grossed out.
Yeah, it's not nice.
I feel like the victimhood of it is more important than the intent. Like, I don't care that you thought you were being cute by posting it up on social media.
I was hurt, damaged, threatened.
I didn't tell you that that was okay. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have done it.
Yes.
Yeah, like, even if it's not like, I don't know how law works, but like, I'm not suing you at this point or whatever to get you like in trouble for, like, when it's that scenario, it's not like you should be in trouble because you posted revenge porn. It's like not even really revenge porn at that point. It's like, no, you still just took advantage of me, and like you need to be kind of reprimanded for that, whether it's like you pay a fine or whatever, you know? Like,
it's harm to another person rather than what you were doing.
Just,
you harmed someone else.
You shouldn't do that, and you need to know.
That's
that's no bueno.
I agree. Yep.
I saw this viral tweet that was like, my cousin, her ex posted this revenge porn, whatever, about her, and then she sued him and like was taking the year off work and school and like traveling, and I'm like, yes, secure the bags.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice for her.
Mm-hmm.
All worked
and she
out.
Was like, my cousin was crying, and I told her, no, you go get your money, girl. And I was like,
yeah. I love that.
Band together. Evolving. Take them down.
Yes, take them down.
But yeah, good for Illinois, though. That one sounds way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of states that have similar laws, but yeah, they're getting, obviously every law gets challenged in court when people are like, I want to do what I want to do. And it's like, well, these laws are here to protect people, so you can't do what you want to do.
Would you, I don't know that our opinions on it really are matter to the courts, but do you think that you would consider like an image speech in like free, I don't know. Because it's
kind of
the thing, it said like an image, or that was part
of it. They're saying that free speech,
right.
I should be able to say whatever I want. It's like, that's not you saying something.
Yeah.
And also it's not necessarily, I guess it kind of also depends on like, are you in the image, or is it just an image of someone else? That kind of complicates it a lot, I would assume. But like, if you're posting, if you think about like publications that put pictures up of people, like magazines, they have to pay to use someone's face for fair use. But that's because they're making money off it. If you're not making money off it, the laws are completely different.
Right.
Because it's now free speech instead of making money.
It's still my naked body.
Exactly. Right. So you can't, I don't think it is speech, and I don't think you should be allowed to just post pictures of people anywhere and be like, well, this is a statement. It's not.
I think images could be speech, but I don't think images of other people are your speech.
Yes,
right?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
That's fair. That's a fair way to kind of wrap that one.
Yeah.
Other people is not your speech.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, thank you. Thank you, Selena.
No problem.
Thank Thank you so much. All right, well, we have to go to a quick break, and we're going to throw on a song for you. I have a real nice oldie for you.
A good throwback. Yes.
So we will be back with some more in just a hot moment. Okay.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Oh,
We're back.
Hello.
On 102.7 CILU. You were listening to Decode by Paramore.
Obviously.
Obviously.
The best.
If you don't know it, we're not friends.
You're obviously not our age if you don't know it.
That's true.
Oh, so sad.
From the Twilight motion picture soundtrack.
Yes.
That song, I think, was nominated for a Grammy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
They
and
did
then
that.
The second song there for you was Patterns by... I think it's Nasea and Sarah Diamond, who's from Montreal.
Nice.
Oh, cute.
Love
yes,
that.
We love Canada.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Are Paramore Canadian? No. Yes? No.
No, Paramore aren't Canadian. They're from Nashville.
Wow. Okay. I'm with the facts.
Yes.
She's
Louise.
I was one of those punk kids. So
I
was angry. I was angry, and Paramore was also angry, so it was good.
You're angry.
A match made in heaven.
Yes. All right. What are we doing now?
Yay. We are doing the most fun taste test of a bunch of flavored lubes and condoms that we found.
And dental dams.
Right. A snack.
Because we were talking about, we like have a commune after the show and talk about stuff so we can figure out what we're talking about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I've never seen a dental dam that wasn't flavored.
And I didn't find one that was.
Yeah, exactly. And we were like, and nothing tastes good. None of the flavored stuff tastes good. And we were like, yeah, no, it doesn't. We should do a live taste test on air.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Live taste test. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, like, we're just going to dive in. I have.
Yeah, what's first?
Okay. I have a dental dam. It is. It doesn't have any branding on it. It just says one latex dental dam. Great.
Brandless.
Such a niche market that it's like not even a competitive situation.
No. Truly.
I'm just like a dental dam.
Comes in a Ziploc bag.
Yes, correct.
Resealable. We love a resealable product.
Yeah. Open up the little like book that it comes in, and basically what you have is legit a sheet of latex.
It kind of like is the same feeling as a latex glove.
Yeah.
But a little bit thicker.
Ooh, stretchy.
Yeah, it's stretchy. It's purple. It smells like a condom.
Okay. Delicious. Nothing else? Appetizing. Just a condom?
Hold on. Okay, tasting it. First impressions.
Yeah.
Kind of wishing the flavor was a bit more potent.
Interesting.
Honestly, the look is like a fruit roll-up, so I'm hoping it tastes like that, but I know it don't.
Sorry.
I think it's because there's not a lot of lubricant on it, so they can't really flavor the plastic.
There's no lube on
this. So that's probably why it's not as flavored.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't taste like anything.
Sorry that if you touch my spit.
I did. It's okay. Yeah. I really grabbed for it.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably why they can't flavor it very well, because it's literally plastic, and it's hard to flavor.
Yeah,
plastic.
This one's not good. I don't support this
so
one.
So grape-flavored dental dam. Gonna get a negative review.
Yeah. Do we have a point system or anything? What are we doing here?
We're just saying if they're good or not. We're
failed
just
the test.
Telling people if they're good or not. Slim, what do you have?
Oh. Just a toy I'm playing with right now. It's a one condom flavor island punch.
Ooh, it smells very strongly.
It smells like a lot. It is turquoise.
Yeah.
Would you call this turquoise?
I would call that maybe more like a teal.
Yeah. I don't mind these condoms. They're, in my experience, they're not bad. They'll do the job. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's something that they did.
Yeah.
What is that? It's like if you drank a Hawaiian punch and then reused the container with water, that's what it tastes like.
Oh.
Like after it was gone.
Oh. Okay, so kind like of sure. Faint.
A whisper
of, I love what is that. It, island punch?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like how the LaCroix smell. Doesn't taste like fruit. It tastes like fruit was nearby,
yes,
when they made the
it.
Water.
That's exactly what it is.
Interesting.
It smells really good, though.
It does. It smells really nice.
Ah, I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
I have
it does smell good.
Trojan Tutti Frutti one. It smells very nice.
It's very blue.
It's very blue. It smells Tutti Frutti.
Smell
that's
really
the right
good.
Like name. Doesn't taste like anything.
Okay.
Nothing?
It tastes like nothing.
Just can I have a lick?
Bring yeah. Here. It's literally a smell. There's nothing to this.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think that it smells so powerful that it's supposed to, like, probably
overpower
make
your
you think you're
olfactory
tasting
it. Senses. Right.
Because that's rubber.
Yeah,
that's
no, it tastes like rubber. Is. There's nothing to that.
Okay, I just opened a Trojan. What are they calling it? Luscious Flavors banana. And I opened it, and the smell is.
They all smell really strong.
It's like penicillin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also
because it's banana. That good, like, good amoxicillin smell.
Yeah. But there's something else too, not nice in there.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
It's like penicillin and armpit. Is what oh,
interesting.
Like.
Okay.
Not a sexy smell.
No.
For me personally.
She's luby, as a condom should be.
Yes, we do appreciate the lube on the condom.
And faint, very faint flavor.
There is some to it, though.
Again, I would say, like, it needs more. That's my argument thus far.
May I have a lick?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of want more flavor from my flavored objects.
I mean, if you're going to call it flavored, yeah.
Were you looking the right side?
Oh, was I not? No, I was looking that side too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it might be in the rings of it. Like.
Oh, ew.
Interesting.
But I think the taste is like gathering where it like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Touched each other.
Why is it like strong for you?
Not a strong.
Oh, you're right. There's like little like spots where there's
a
lot of it.
Flavor.
Give me another
and you
lick.
Can taste it. There's a spot if you can like find a spot where there's a lot built up.
Like the lube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like extra wet. You can taste it. No, yeah, you're right. I don't know if it's a little banana-y. It's mostly sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I went in. Okay. Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
not
I'm just
great.
Not, maybe my body is not privy to this flavor.
Yeah, could be.
Okay, I am trying some Wet Fun Lube in the flavor Watermelon Blast.
Ooh.
All right.
Strong reaction.
Yeah, if you could strong. See her face.
Mama, no.
What is it?
Ooh, girl.
Nothingness or?
Oh, I wish it was nothingness.
I wish it.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like, so strong. See, that's the opposite of the banana. That's yeah. so strong.
Oh, give it here.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, what is the flavor?
It is watermelon. Genuinely cough syrup, but worse.
It smells
it's like
good.
They no, it's like they tried to do watermelon, but did it times three.
Oh, I'm and scared. It's I'm going to like it. I really
it's
like
the
smell.
Very intense.
Okay, I'm going in.
I feel like if it was dispersed with another lubricant, right. maybe it would taste okay.
If they got a bit of a whisper in there.
Yeah, but it's not a whisper at all. It is oof, a
punch you in the
shout.
Face.
Oh, I'm making a bit of a mess. Ooh, it's a very thick one. That's for sure.
Yes.
It's stuck in my throat. Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Oh, I like it.
You like it? It's just so sweet.
Yeah, I think I just like it because it's so sugary.
Girl, you're looking for like a candy syrup, I think.
Yeah, I am.
That's what you like, want is a Starbucks syrup bottle that you I can fully, pour be, about.
I like, I... Yeah, I don't want a flavored lube. I just want actual candy.
Make your own syrup.
Yeah.
I have the Sweet Licks 5-pack. It's all they're all cupcake flavored. I have the red velvet one.
Okay, yeah.
But
those
is
are
it lube.
Yeah, they're like not lube.
They're not lube. They're just like a flavored something food. You can use to like put on your partner and make them taste not like a person.
Yeah.
It smells a little bit like a cupcake, actually. Doesn't taste like a cupcake. It's just sweet.
At that point, I would rather put a cupcake on my partner because then I know
fun.
What's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's in that.
True. Are there ingredients even listed?
Mm.
Yeah. There's
glycerin, flavor, sucralose, water, and dye.
See, but you can't.
Oh, there's literal caramel in this one.
What? No.
And a lot of dye.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Fine.
This
well, caramel's
one has
just crystallized
caramel
sugar.
Yeah.
But that's just crystallized sugar.
Yeah,
so
but
they
you
can
cannot
that.
Put that inside you.
No, obviously not.
Oh, yeah. Should we say
none of
that,
these.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's
yeah.
not advisable.
What we discovered in our research is that, like, you fully should not be putting anything
flavored
because most of it has sugar in it or glycerin. Like, it shouldn't go in the body.
No, it's for external use only. If you're going to, like... If you're going to experience, what is it called? Penetrative play, get a new condom.
Yeah. You yeah. should have labels.
You should
things.
Have, yeah, label yeah, things flavored, not flavored. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the flavored stuff is not good for internal use. A lot of stuff actually even says on it that it's like,
yeah, it like
for novelty or
what
cosmetic
is it called? Denigrates the,
yeah, the quality
yeah,
of the
quality
of the latex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%.
And also a lot of the condoms they give out for free are flavored. So you got to
yes.
be careful. As to what your
that's
partner is
true.
Just
that's
sort of
very
using.
True.
I didn't even think of that.
I have yeah. because I've encountered that. So
interesting. Yeah. I grabbed a mint chocolate one condom. It smells really good.
Good.
A mint. We love a mint.
Honestly, I think it's the only flavor that I would want.
Right. Big facts. Yeah.
Not very minty.
No. Clitty?
The tongue action. I really can't. You can just
I don't...
see it through the condom.
I don't know what it is. To be honest, I tried both sides and
okay.
I can't find anything. So it's like, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shade what? Of green.
It is. It's a beautiful, like,
okay.
almost emerald oh. green.
Celine, walk us through what's happening.
Right. It's literally like licking the wrapper of a mint that you get for free.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the
and
barest taste of mint.
This.
Where's
yeah, it
the chocolate?
Delicious.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like
chocolate.
you can tell it's not fully mint because it's not a very strong smell.
I'm gonna go for
but
this side of it and just see if there's any.
Try. Difference. I tried both sides and I couldn't find anything. So
she was.
You
looking,
never
I
know.
Saw.
Listen, I was investigative journaling. I wanted to know what the deal is.
I'm scared of this brand.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing from this one.
Yeah, there really wasn't much. It smells great. I like the smell
a
lot.
Liar.
The color is cute. Also,
okay. I just opened up a. This one is from. The brand is called Tame the Beast Nut Butter. And
what?
Okay. Which, she did that.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Names, great. Sell it. And it's called Bourbon Manuka Honey. So
that sounds like a drink.
Yeah, it sounds fancy.
Okay.
Smelling it. Smells like a plant.
Okay.
The marketing,
oh,
though, I'm
wait.
Living.
Yeah.
The bourbon.
No, take a whiff before I
is
go
it a
in
cologne?
There. It's like... I don't know. It smells like a tree. It
also,
like
this
bark.
Is the one that was marketed as, okay.
Yeah.
As moisturizer.
Moisturizer, right.
As like moisturizer plus kind of thing. Okay, let me go in here. and get a little taste.
When you can't call yourself a lube.
Because you're probably not one.
Also, in our research, we found there's not a lot of, like, stipulations on how they control lube and how it's made and mm-hmm. what's in it. So be aware of that. Read your ingredients.
Okay, it's not bad.
No?
I'm going to say best one so far.
Interesting.
Going in for another taste.
Very unique.
Okay. It's a very complex flavor.
I don't know that I'm getting bourbon, but I am getting, like, some kind of, like, woodsy type situation. Here, I'll pass it around if you want. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I would be okay with that. But again, you'd have to fully wash yourself if you're going for... Oh, you don't like it.
Okay.
That's, like, nice, sweet, not, like... Yeah, the watermelon was, like, it hurt your teeth. Mm-hmm. It was so sweet. This is, like, sweet, but nice. But it's, I don't taste anything.
It's oatmeal-y.
Interesting. Oh, that's exact. I love oatmeal.
Me too. Just that's not necessarily what I would think go of. For. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Okay.
Get me in the morning.
Love that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we have a wet fun lube once again, and this is pop and cherry.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right.
Sure.
Can I say that on the radio?
I'm sure it's fine.
I think it's fine. What is going on?
The face that you're making. I'm
horrified.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. What's the brand of this one?
The same one. Wet Fun.
Okay. Wet Fun, you're not really doing it. Oh, it does not smell good.
No? What does it smell like?
I'm stressed.
Like problems. Like,
I'm stressed.
Like problems.
It smells... It smells so bad. It smells like... I'm honestly, it smells like children in the worst way. Like, it's so candy-like.
Right. Oh, like fake flavor?
When their hands are all sticky and stuff.
It's also so messy. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
No.
This is the runniest.
Yeah, the
one.
Consistency oh, no. really? Is a mess.
Ooh, yeah. It's popping.
My tongue hurts.
Oh, it's not good.
That ain't it.
That's so bad. It's not cherry either, liar.
It's fake cherry. That's what it tastes like.
Megan, you're really taking that like a champ.
It's not good.
Do you find it's warm in your mouth?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little warming as well.
Oh, I don't like that.
Everything is warming.
Stop it.
Truly stop it.
Can I, okay, to the industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From me personally, I don't know if the rest of the world feels this way, but warming to me just feels like burning. Please stop putting it in stuff.
And I think it's a lot of companies put capsaicin in things, which is the stuff in hot peppers that makes you burn.
So I'm putting peppers on my crotch.
Crazy. Yeah, which is like terrible. So like, don't do it. Cooling is much more fun. Yes. I have a strawberry flavored Trojan from that Tutti Frutti pack.
Oh, that looks so cute.
It's a really fun color.
Yeah, it's like a magenta, fuchsia even.
Sure. It smells strawberry.
Okay.
She looks strawberry.
Yeah.
I don't taste much of anything.
No, that's so lame.
The subtlety.
I mean, I like that they smell, but I wish they would call them scented, not flavored.
Oh, yeah. Like that lube that's aroma?
Yeah, we got lavender. We have one lube here that we thought was a flavor, but it's actually just an aroma. Scent. So it's useless to everyone right now.
Like an Airwick, if you will.
Yeah. But to be honest, all the other ones just smell, don't taste. So it really just is one of the gang.
Exactly. I just cracked open a one bubblegum flavor, which I want to be great, but I'm smelling it and I don't think it will be.
Oh, no. What does it smell like?
Kind of like, I'm going to be honest, it smells like poop.
Okay.
Really? That's unfortunate.
Like, it's not good at all in the slightest. Cute color, though. It's, like, a really cute purple tint.
I like that.
Even. Like, it's so clear still. So, good job on that one.
Yeah.
She's good?
I would say it's accurate.
Okay. I'll take accurate.
Honestly, that is an improvement from what I've been tasting.
Over just not good.
Yeah.
Straight up not good.
Straight up bad.
Don't know if I would commit to this flavor for like
an encounter?
Yeah, an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
It just is like not the... It's accurate, but I don't think I want it...
Involved
right. for like a length of time.
You haven't invited her to the party.
Yeah, definitely not bubblegum.
My finger is kind of itchy from putting on...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're going to have to wash our hands intensely.
My one index finger is just covered.
Right. So I have a one condom that's banana split flavored.
Okay. Oh.
She's yellow.
Of course.
She tastes yellow. Like absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sad. Does she smell at least?
Yeah, she smells like banana.
Okay,
banana
definitely. Popsicles. These are like, I think they're mostly lying and trying to like mask. Like that thing where they're tricking your nose into making your mouth taste things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which is supposed to like kind of work. That's kind of how your sense work, but like it should still be flavored somewhat. That makes it just upset. Doesn't happen. I know. Okay, so like basically, if you're worried about taste, this isn't going to help. It will like make it smell better.
It fully won't help you.
It'll just taste like latex, which is fine, but it smells very fun. And if you want to like experiment with scent, go ahead. But I would say if you're going to like try with taste, this already has sugar in it. Just get the actual food.
Yeah, real.
Like, play which with a banana, get a cupcake.
Which one of these sweet lick things did you have?
I had the this one, the red velvet one.
Okay.
Are you going to try the one with the actual caramel?
Which one is
that? Yeah, the Angel Food Cupcake has actual caramel in it. So I am going to try it.
Which is just, like,